Parshas Mishpatim contains various aspects of Nizikin, cases of Nizke Gufo, and cases of Nizke Mamon. And it's somewhat unclear that the Torah spends significant psukim telling us the various Chiyuvei Tashlumim, but yet when it comes to the Isser Hezek, right, that is something which is somewhat unclear. What is the Isser Lahazik Mamon Chaveru? If you look in the Sugyan Gittin and Daf Nun Gimel Mun Beis, here the Gemara quotes a stira within the Shita of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara in Hanizakin is discussing cases of Knasos Derabanan, when the Chachem Merkones only cases of Mezid. When do we assume there's a Knas even in cases of Shogeg? And the Gemara says that there's a stira within Rabbi Meir Shita. When it comes to cases of Shabbos, a person is Mevashel B'Shabbos. Certainly one violates an Isser, but to what extent do we assume that the food is forbidden for use on Shabbos? So here Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that there's a difference between cases of Shogeg as opposed to cases of Mezid. Rabbi Meir maintains that B'Shogeg one is considered to be Potter b'mezid, one is considered to be chayiv in those instances. It is aser b'mezid, but not b'shogeg. Mashen came when it comes to a case that we discussed recently, and that is hezek she'enon ikar, in a case of hametame, hamedameya, v'hamanaseich. If a person goes at nalpidin, causes a hefseid to mamon chavero, but it's not something which is a maisa hezek biadayim in common sense terms. If you look at the particular chavetz, one would not be able to determine that there was a hezek at all. In such an instance, here Rab Meir says that echad shogeg vechad mezid chayiv, that in a case of hezek shena nikar, so in such a case one is chayiv b'tashlumin, even in cases of shogeg as well. So the Gemara says that why is it kashud Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir, when it comes to the knas of Shabbos it only applies b'mezid, when it comes hezek shena nikar it applies even in cases of shogeg, and the Gemara says there's a difference. After all, that ki kanis, when does Rav Meir assume that there is a knas derabanan? That is bidrabanan, but daraisa lo kanis. If you're dealing with that which is forbidden min haTorah, in such a case, then there is not necessarily a need to create all the knasos. The Gemara writes in Beit Zanda, Beis Amud Beis, that sometimes, precisely because something is more kal, that is why it's necessary to have dinim derabanan, because dinim derabanan tzrichin chizuk. Mashenkin, when it comes to that which is necessarily more chamor. The Gemara writes that if you look in the Mishnayos, for example, in Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Beitza, you'll find when it comes to Muktza, Rebbe was Mesara the Mishnayos in a somewhat unusual fashion. That when you go through Maseches Shabbos, you get the impression as Rabbi Shimon that Ein Muktza. When you look at Maseches Beitza, Rebbe was Mesara the Mishnayos, Libet the Rabbi Yehuda of Yesh Muktza. So that's what the Gemara questions. How is it that on Yantif it's Asr, on Shabbos it's Mutter? So the Gemara says that yes, precisely because Yantif is not as Chamor as Shabbos, and therefore Asil is Ozulebe. So therefore, wherever it was Mishnah of the Mishnayis, the Chumra, in order to teach us, right, that lesson of the Chomer Ha'aveira when it comes to Yantif. When it comes to Shabbos, the people naturally are more careful, so therefore, Rebbe was Mesar the Mishnah Yisaliba de Rabbi Shimon. If you look in the last daf in Maseches Beitzin, daf Beharif, the Rif has two days, the fundamental machlok is gone in that distinction of the Gemara, that Rebbe was Mesar the Mishnah Yisalchumra in Yantif and the Kula on Shabbos. Is that true lahalacha? We're more machmir on Yantif than we are on Shabbos, or no? Rebbe was just Mesada the Mishnayos that way in order to teach us this Musar Haskel, but you know what? That Mikamidi, if something is Mutter on Shabbos, how can it be Asr on Yantif? That's a fundamental Machlokas Rishonim, but that idea, right, is already clear from the Gemara, that sometimes Divrei Derabanan Tzrichin Chizuk. So that's what the Gemara writes according to Rabbi Meir. When it comes to a Knas Derabanan, it's not a stira to assume that we will be Kone Shogeg Atumezid and Hezek Shinonikar Mashenkin when it comes to Shabbos, after all, because Dinim Derabanan Tzrichin Chizuk, and therefore Kikonis Bidrabanan. So if you look in the Rashi in Gittin and Afnum Gimel Medbeis, Rashi writes as follows. After all, the case of Mitame, Midameya, and Menasech, Rashi writes, and perhaps this is Poshub Shat and Gemara, Rashi writes that Isuri Drabananu. That's only Nisid Rabanan. Because after all, according to Rabbi Meir, Hezek, Shenonikar is Lo Shmei Hezek, and therefore Ein Kan Isuri Daraisa. That's what Rashi writes. This is only an Isser Derabanan and Divrei Sofrin Tzrichin Chizuk. Good. That's what Rashi writes. So Rashi seems to indicate clearly the following Chizuk, that Hezek She'eino Nikar, is something which is only an Isser Drabanan, because Rav Meir assumes that Hezek Shirnikar is Lav Shmei Hezek. So two chidushim, according to Rashi Shita. Number one is as follows, that apparently the Isser of Hezek in general clearly is a din Daraisa. After all, when the Gemara says that this is only a Knas Drabanan, this is only an Isser Drabanan, Rashi says that's because we are of the opinion that Hezek Shirnikar is Lav Shmei Hezek. But if it would be a Maisa Hezek Biadaim, that would be an Isser Daraisa. So Chiddush number one is that Hezek is an Isser Daraisa. And Chiddush number two is that if you assume that Hezek Sheino Nikar is only Lav Shmei Hezek, that means that the Isser Lahazek Mamon Chavero through Hezek Sheino Nikar, that is only an Isser Drabanan. So two Chiddushim according to Rashi. The Isser Hezek is Daraisa, the Isser of Hezek Sheino Nikar is only an Isser Drabanan. If you look at the Pirush of Chassam Sofer, right, on that sugya in Gittin, and Daphnun Gimel Mud Beis, the Chassam Sofer questions, the Chassam Sofer writes, is that really true? With Pirush Rashi, that Kevin, Lav Shmei Hezek, Ein Kan Issura Daraisa. Since Hezek Shino Nikar is Lav Shmei Hezek, therefore the Isser Hezek is only a din Drabanan. And here, right, the Chassam Sofer writes that Sarachiyun Godol, right, is that really true? It's true that there is a machlokis, whether Hezek Shirnikar is Shmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek, but Chassam Sofer writes the following Chiddush, that is only as far as the Chiyuv Tashlumin is concerned. The Chiyuv which is incumbent upon Bezdin to be Gove Mamon in a case of Hezek Shirnikar, is that Daraisa or is that Darabanan? And the Chiyuv Tashlumin perhaps is only a din Drabanan, and that is why perhaps we're Konish Shogigato Mezid, because the Chiyuv Tashlumin is Drabanan, the Isser Hezek. Chassam Sofer writes that he thinks that the Isser Hezek should be Daraisa, whether it is a Hezek HaNikar or whether it's a Hezek She'eino Nikar. Now, isn't it a Chiddush? Chassam Sofer writes to assume that if you hold Hezek Shinikar is Lav Shmei Hezek, so therefore Min HaTorah, I am allowed to be metame your taros. I'm allowed to go ahead and to take chulin and mix truman together with it. And now it is worth far less than it was before. The Chassam Sofer writes, it's obvious that there's Nisr Hezek Daraisa, not only in Hezek Nikar, but even in Hezek She'eino Nikar as well. Even if one should assume, as far as the Chiyuv Tashlumin is concerned, that is not the case. So therefore, according to Rashi, Poshav Shat, and Rashi, that distinction, that whether Hezek Shinik or Shmei Hezek or not is relevant not only for the Chiyuv Tashlumin, but even for the Isser Hezek. And Chassam Sofer points out that no, one should distinguish between the Isser as opposed to the Chiyuv Tashlumin. But it's clear even from Rashi that the Isser Hezek is in fact Daraisa. If you look at the Pnei Yeshua elsewhere, this Pnei Yeshua is found in Bava Kamma, Perek HaKoneh, Sandav, Samach, Bei, Zaman Aleph. The Pnei Yeshua writes, "Uve'emes tzarech iyun ledina." Pnei Yeshua raises the following suffix, "Man demazik mamon chavero biyadayim." I go ahead and intentionally, right, cause you a hefsid mamon, right? Im mikri gazlan le'inyan edus. Is that person considered to be kosher edus? Is that individual posel edus? Now, if a person, for example, is chovo bechavero pen yosif lahakoso, that is obviously nisa daraisa. But in a case where a person is mazik mamon chavero biyadayim, Pnei Yeshua writes that tzarachim, whether that person is considered to be kosher or posel le'edus. So if you look in the Bach is mafurish. The Bach is found in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Lamed Daled, Sivkot Yud Beis, where the Bach writes, quoting in the name of the Mordechai, that certainly a person who is mazik mamon chavero is nikra rasha de chamas, and he is considered to be posel le'edus. And the Bach writes as follows. Let's assume, for example, there would be a case of a modeh b'miktzas. Let's assume, for example, a person is accused, right, of an act of nizkei mamon, and the person would in fact be modeh that he did so, right? But he says, you know, I was only mazik A and not mazik in a case of B, right? So in such a case, perhaps ein moser no shvuah lios nishba v'nifta. In that particular case, we would not argue that he could make a shvuah. Because here we would assume already that, what do you mean? There is a hodos bal din that he was mazik, and maybe would assume that he is choshed al hashvua, and therefore apply the principle of kishenegdo nishba venotel. So therefore, again, if a person is mazik chavero, even in a case of mamon chavero, in such an instance he is posel edus, chovul chavero certainly is, in fact, the person is posel as well. So that's the chiddush, in fact, that the Bach writes. This is against the view of the Mabit, just one line in Kiryas Sefer. If you look in the Kiryas Sefer in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, in Perek Hey, the Kiryas Sefer just writes the following Chiddush, one line, that Masha Osar Adam Lahazik Ulishalem, a person, right, breaks your window and he pays for the window. No? So, what exactly has the person done wrong? He writes, Nire Dahavi Midrabanan. That Isser, right, is only a Din Drabanan. The Isser of Chavalah certainly is an Isser Daraisa. But a person who will intentionally Mazik Mamon Chavero, but he pays for the amount of Hezek, so he fulfilled the Chiyuv Tashlumin, and in such a case, right, there he is considered to be one who violates only an Isser Drabanan. But as pointed out, the Bach writes that that person is considered to be, right, a Rasha de Chamas, a Rasha de Chamas. Again, in terms of Rasha de Chamas, that's the Sugi in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zayin, that one is posel eidos, we assume la halacha, right, on one of two counts. One possibility is Stam Rasha, and a second is Rasha de Chamas. Stam Rasha is a person who violates a Issa daraisa that has accompanied with it Misa or Malkos. And then a Rasha de Chamas is one that even though there's no Misa or there's no Malkos, but rather, right, the person is a Rasha de Chamas that he's doing so for literally monetary gain, that person is considered to be posuleidos. There are two different types of psul of Rasha, Stam Rasha and Rasha de Chamas. A person who's Mechalal Shabbos is a Stam Rasha. A person who's a Gana for a Gaz and there's no Misa, there's no Malkos, and in such a case, that individual is possible because he is considered to be a Rasha de Chama. So when it comes to Hezek, there's no Malkus, there's no Misa, not Stam Rasha, but that individual is possible Eidos, right, Betoras, right, Rasha de Chamas. We discussed at length the Ktzos in Simen Memvav that points out that there are differences la halacha, even though both are possible between the Stam Rasha as opposed to a case of Rasha de Chamas. So you do see, right, that according to the Bach, this is something which is Asur. Rashi, certainly in a case of Hezek HaNikar, right, Chsam Sofer, even Hezek She'eno Nikar, right, that there is an Isser of Hezek. What is somewhat unclear, however, is what is the basis of this Isser? Where is there an Isser of Lahazik Mamon Chavera? If you look in the Pirush of Rabbeinu Yonah, in the very beginning of Maseches Avos, Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following on the opening Mishnah that Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that you should realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel not only Torah Shebichsav, but certainly Torah Shebal Peh as well. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes that without Torah Shebal Peh, one cannot budge. Right? How would you know, right, the meaning of the Psukei HaTorah without our Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh? And therefore, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. For example, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that how in the world would you know that included in the love of Lo Sigzal is Kol HaNizokin? How would you know that included in the Isra of Gezel is all Dine Ezek, if not for Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? Well, a very great Kiddush. Now that's his obvious example. The obvious illustration that you need Torah Shebal Peh, right, is how in the world would you know otherwise that all Dine Hezek is included in the Isser of Lo Sigzal? But that, no doubt, is a very great Chiddush. Is that really true? We usually think of Lo Sigzal as one who is Chotev Mamon Chavero. But if a person is Mafsid Mamon Chavero, right, here Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it is obvious that that is considered to be an Isser Daraisa, that is considered to be part of Gezel, his Posel Eidos Petoras, Gazlan. That's the Chiddush that Rabbeinu Yonah writes. If you look earlier in Baba Basra, in the Yad Ramah, right, and Dav Chavav Amar Aleph, the Yad Ramah also points out that the Isser, Lahazik Mamon Chavero, is an Isser Daraisa, and the Yad Ramah writes two very different possibilities. One possibility is the following, right, the Azhar is Lifni Velo Sitin Mechshol. Lifni Velo Sitin Mechshol. What's wrong with placing a stumbling block in front of a blind person? What's wrong? Right? Because it will cause damage. It will cause, right, that michshol. Right? True lahalacha, that's the drasha, that's the sugya and avodah zarah and daf hey, but kipshuto, right, causing one to stumble and cause either bodily injury or even nizkei mamon in such a case, that is considered to be an isser. And that's the isser of hezek, a chiddush that Yad Ramah writes. And then the Yad Ramah writes, or else, v'imishum v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. It's included in v'after l'recha kamocha. After all, manasani lach l'chavrcha lo savid. So in such a case, a person goes as a smashes kelim of another, so therefore that is b'chlal the iser of v'yahavta L'reicha kamocha. So this is what you find explicit in the Rishonim. If you look in Bircha Shmua, the Bircha Shmua and Baba Kama in Simen Beis quotes a very great chiddush that b'shem Reb Chaim. The pasuk in describing Nizkei Shor, the pasuk says v'huad bevalav, right, that the owner was forewarned, and v'lo yishmerenu. Pashut Pshar V'lo Yishmerenu means, right, and the owner failed to watch a shore, and therefore the shore, right, caused damage. Right, so therefore he was chayiv in the sense of, right, Pshiras Nizkei Mamono. Right? Yeah, it's an interesting issue when it comes to Nizkei Mamon, what really is the Mechayiv, no? Is it the Mechayiv that my Mamon was Mazik, and therefore I'm responsible, Batoras Mamon? Or perhaps one could argue that no, the reason that I'm responsible is because I failed to exercise Chiyuvei Shmira, and therefore I was Posheya in Shmira Sashor. Right? So it's an interesting issue in this Kemamon in general. My Chaya for Maisa Hezek, my Chaya for Pshia. The Gemara says, for example, in the beginning of Baba Kama, just a phrase in the Gemara, Adam Shmira Skufalav. Even when it comes to Nizkei Adam, why you chayiv? Because you fail to exercise watch. Now, if you look, for example, in Tosus, in the Sugi Dav Chafav, Adam Muad La'olam. Right? Tosus writes that Adam Muad La'olam does not apply by Onis Gamor. Doesn't apply by Onis Gamor. We apply Onis Rachmana Patre, not only to cases of, right, Onshin, but even to Nizakin as well. If a person is Mazik, bonus, one is considered to be Potter. Right, so that's a very telling issue. If you were to argue, literally, as the Gemara says, Shmira Skufolav, the reason a person is Chayiv for Hezek that he causes is because of a degree of negligence. In such a case, you understand very well what Tosus argues, that no, if something is an Ones Gamor, maybe you're Potter, we don't apply the principle of Adam Muad La'olam. But again, the Pasuk says, V'huad Bavalav, the owner was forewarned, V'lo Yishmerenu. So the Bercha Shmo writes, B'shem Reb Chaim, the following Chiddush, that didin velo yishmerenu havi isura chiddush, no? Velo yishmerenu is an iser, it's an iser, right? Pashut Pshat, one could have argued velo yishmerenu is a condition, no? How did this hezek occur? The answer is because, well, the owner failed to exercise caution. No, velo yishmerenu lashon lo sase. Velo yishmerenu is considered to be, right, an iser. And therefore, the Bercha Shmo quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim, the interesting chiddush, and that is that when you look in this parsha, in Parshas Mishpatim, you find that there is an iser of hezek, velo yishmerenu, and then the Torah delineates the tashlumei hezek. And the Bercha Shmo goes a step further and writes the following chiddush, that according to Reb Chaim, right, there are certain cases that we know, based on psukim, that there's no chiyuv tashlumin. No? When it comes, for example, to Nizkei Bor, there are certain exclusions. No? Shor v'lo Adam, Chamor v'lo Kelim. Right? When it comes to Nizkei Bor, there's a kula. No? Kelim is Potter, Adam is Potter. No? In that instance. What about when it comes to Nizkei Eish? Right, we see in this parsha as well that when it comes to Eish, there's a p'tur of Tamun. So there's certain exemptions that are clear in the Psukim. In Eish, one is Potter Mishum Tamun. There's a p'tur of Adam Vekelim when it comes to cases of Bor. What exactly does that mean? The Bercha Shmo writes, right, that these are exactly exemptions of Tashlumin. But the Isser Hezek, still in fact remains. There is an Issid Araisa Lahazik Mamon Chaveru, even if it will be Tamun, even if it will be a case of Shor V'Adam Chamor V'Lo Kelim. Even though when it comes to the Chiyuv Tashlumin, right, the Torah tells us that that is not necessarily the case. So not only is there an Isser in Tashlumin, but even in cases of further Chiddush, where one is Potim in a Tashlumin, nonetheless, they're still considered to be an Isser. In fact, the Bercha Shmo writes as follows. What happens when you come to cases of Isafek? When you come to cases of Safek? So what would the halacha be? Safek when it comes to Hezek. You know what the halacha would be as far as Tashlumin is concerned? We're going to assume you're Potter. We are going to turn to the Mazik, right, and say that, look, you know, you're off the hook because the Nizak has to prove his case. In Safek, Mamon Hamotzi Michal of Haraya. But in terms of the realm of Iser, no, their Safek is going to be that which is Lachumra. So if the Gemara has certain Sfekos when it comes to Nizkei Shor or Nizkei Bor, right, so in such an instance, how are we going to pask in those particular cases, right? That it is usur to engage in such a practice, even if b'dieved, if that in fact would occur, one is considered to be potim and atashlumin. And the same thing the Baruch Hashmo points out, for example, when it comes to cases of grama, or cases of garmi. Garmi, we discussed, no? Machlokas, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim. And even Rav Meir that says, doyin dinida garmi, we discussed, is that a din daraisa? Is that only a knas d'rabanan? Or graba minizokin? Grama minizokin is considered to be potter? What exactly does that mean? The iser hezek, right, is nisa daraisa. Even if one is potter min, hatashlumin. So again, two very different tiers, right? When it comes to dinei hezek, the iser, as opposed to cases of the chovas hatashlumin. If you look in the Kuntrasei Shirma of Gusman, right, in Simen Aleph and Os Yud Ches, he quotes the name of Rav Shimon Shkab, that perhaps the iser hezek is rooted in, right, cases of hashavas aveda. Right, the sugya in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, and perhaps the lav is lo sucha lehisalim, lo sucha lehisalim. There are some times, right, when it comes to Shavas Aveda, which means that a person cannot go ahead and turn his back, right, if he notices that there is, right, a Dvar Aveda. So if that is true, isn't it obvious? Rav Shimon Shkab writes that Ligrom Aveda, here, when it comes to the case of, right, Hashavas Aveda, I did not cause any hefsim whatsoever. But there is an iser, not really a mitzvah hashava, but there is an iser of lo sucha lehisalim. So in such an instance, if that is true, if there is an iser, completely b'shev al taseh. So one who kumva say is mafsid mamon chavero, certainly that is an iser d'arais as well, as part of lo sucha lehisalim. Even if, again, that one would be potim in atashlumin because of the gzeres akasov or because of such instances. So these are the days that you find in Rishonim and Achronim, an interesting chiddush that, again, in these parshios, there are two tiers. There's the iser aspect and there is a mammon aspect. And the further chiddush is, again, that one, in fact, could argue that even if in terms of the mamon sheba will apply a principle, for example, of hamotz merchav haraya, that does not address the area of, right, iser veheter. We further discussed in earlier shiurim the following distinction, right, and that is the difference between two different themes in Parshas Mishpatim, that the Torah tells us the cases of nizakin, cases of Nizkei Adam, cases of Nizkei Mamon, and then the Torah tells us the Parshas HaShomrim, right? Chiyuv Eishmira. And we've often mentioned that these Parshios of Hezek and Shmira represent two very different models of Chiyuv Eitashlumin. In true, in both cases, a person is responsible because he was mafsid mamon chaveiro, either because overtly I did so b'yadayim, or because I failed to exercise chiyuv eishmira, and in such a case I am considered to be chayiv. Yet the basis of chiyuv, that is something which is, right, very, very different. Now Tosus already points out in Kedushin and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis the following issue. There the Gemara discusses, right, the concept of Shibuda Daraisa or Shibuda Derabana. Right. Whenever there is a Hischaivus of Mamon, Shibuda Daraisa or Shibuda Derabana, like, what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? The Gemara gives you an unusual case, right? A woman gives birth, and she's obligated to bring, right, a Karban Chatas, a Karban Olam. Right? The Yaleda Shehevi Chatasa, she brings her Karban Chatas. And then suddenly she's nifteres, and she did not yet offer her karban ola. What is the responsibility of the yorshim? Are they obligated to offer their karban ola, or are they not? No, it's a chiddush. No, very often we think of the chiyuv to offer this karban as a ritual, as a mitzvah. No, if it's a mitzvah, so what, the yorshim are not obligated, right, to offer this karban. This was her mitzvah, and a meisus chavshim and a mitzvos. You see a very interesting chiddush in the Gemara, that the fact that I have a chi of karban is not just a mitzvah, but rather, right, it's a shibud. It's a shibud in dina mamonos to hekdish, that the nechasim of the bal ha-karban are meshubad l'gavoah. And therefore, this is a shibud mamon, just like any other shibud mamon. And a shibud mamon will survive, right, even the ptira of the one who is chayiv. So the Gemara questions, is that really true? Do we assume that there's a shibud mamon lehekdesh by virtue of the fact that this woman is chayiv a karbon? And that, the Gemara writes, depends on shibud deraisa or shibud derabanan. Shibud deraisa or shibud derabanan. That's a very great chiddush. If you assume shibud derabanan, right, it means as follows, right, that there is, right, a shibud haguf. There's no doubt that she is obligated, but there are two shibudim. Now, if you look in the Ran and Ksuva stuff, Mem Dal Mabez, that's where the Ran writes, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the beautiful Chiddush, if you take a look, that Shnei Shibudim Yesh. There are two different types of shibudim. There's a shibud haguf and there is a shibud nechasim. Shibud haguf is a din d'araisa. The question is as follows: what about shibud nechasim? The fact that I am indebted means that there is a shibud nechasim. And as you often mentioned, that Ritva and Kedushin and the Sugya, and Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, Ritva writes a shibud is a kinyan lechatzayim. It means when I am indebted, it means my nechasim are knuyim le. Right? The person who I am indebted to, right, the Toveya, has a kinyan lechatzayim, b'nichse hanitva. So in such a case, is that a din daraisa, or is that only a din drabanan? Because shibud is considered to be, right, that which is a kinyan lechatzayin, kinyan lechatzayin. The Gemara writes, for example, in Baba Basra, of Kufayin Hei, right, the following chiddush. Let's assume, for example, that someone owes an individual money. And that individual dies. Well, now he owes the money to the Arshim. Is a Bechor entitled to Pishnayim? Is a Bechor entitled to Pishnayim? Of money which is owed to the father. Why? What exactly is the issue? Because as follows, when the Torah describes, right, the pishnayim of the Bechor, the Pasuk says that kol asher yimatzelo, right? The Bechor only gets pishnayim, right, of something which is muhsak, not something which is roy. If something which is pending, the Bechor doesn't get pishnayim. If something is owned by the father, then the Bechor will get pishnayim. So what happens if you have, right, the hischaivos, there's a shibud of mamon. So the Gemara suggests, in Baba Basra, Nefkuf Ayin Hei, maybe that should depend on shibud adaraisa, or shibud adarabanan. If the shibud is only a shibud haguv, then not, that's called rayu. If, however, you argue that's not true, that shibud means a kinyan nechatzayin, that means that these nechasim were already knuyin la'av. In which case, this already is called muhsak. In which case, the Bechor will be notel pishnayim. So that's the chiddush of shibud daraisa. Not only a shibud haguf, but even when it comes to cases of a shibud nechasim as well. So therefore, in this particular case, this woman has died. What do you mean? But hekdesh already had a kinyan, right? B'nichse ha'isha. And in such a case, therefore, the Yarshim have to satisfy that shibud. So how do we assume shibud daraisa or shibud derabanan? So Tosus writes in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Beis, Dera Maschel Amar Rav Papa, that it depends. Sometimes shibud daraisa, and other times shibud lav daraisa. When do you say which? So Rabbi Nachmana writes the following. Right, it depends when it comes to nizikin. Nezikin is called the milva haksuva b'torah. A milva haksuva b'torah. They're shibud daraisa. They're the shibud of the nizak, b'nichse hamazik. That's shibud daraisa. When it comes, however, to a case of halva, then we assume shibud alav daraisa. Then we assume shibud alav daraisa. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Chanana. A difference between nezikin as opposed to cases of halva. What exactly is the difference between nezikin as opposed to cases of halva? Right, one, right, the Torah refers to as a milva haksuva b'Torah. Nezikin is written in the Torah, and halva is not written in the Torah. But there's no parsha of im kesef talva esami. What exactly does that mean? So Tosus explains that Tosus is in Bechoros and Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Der maschel milvet means no, the following. What is generating? What is triggering the chiyuv? Why is it that you're chayiv? If I am mazik mamon chaveru, you know why I am chayiv, right? I am chayiv because the Torah creates a shiva. What about when it comes to a case of halva? Of course, the Torah discusses halva. That's true. But the shibud, the hischaivos, is not because this is a shibud ha-Torah. But rather, right? Tosus writes, even if it is not written the Torah, of course a person is obligated to go ahead and pair. The parsha halva is present in the Torah. But Shibud Darais in this particular case, in Milvak Suva Torah, means the following. Shalom Nischaivu Imlo Shechaivaso HaTorah. That's what Torah says. The Chiv is predicated on the Shibud Darais. So what exactly does that mean? So the term I've often used, right, is a Shibud Darais as opposed to Hischaivus. As opposed to Hischaivus. Hischaivus Midas. If I were to ask you that why is it that the Lova is obligated to pay the Malva, the answer is because those were the terms of the deal. Midin hischaivus. We just discussed cases of a shvua, right? The Torah imposes a shvua many times. When it comes to a case of shomrim, right? That's midin hischaivus. Those were the terms of the deal. Now that you agreed to be a shomer sachar, and you agreed to make a shvua in a case of onus. You agreed to be a shomer chinam, and you agreed to a shvua, right, in cases of geneva, vaveda. Sometimes what generates, right, the dinei haTorah hischaivus, and other times it is considered to be a shibud, right? It's not that when I steal something, right, I acknowledge that I will pay you back. No, I'm trying to get away without paying you back. But the Torah insists on a chiyuv tashlumin. The same thing is true when it comes to a hezek. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel. That entire sugi of shibud daraisa, shibud darabanan, is a shibud daraisa, a milva haksuva b'Torah. Not when it comes to a case of hischaivus. And two classic examples of hischaivus are cases of hava and cases of shomrim. So that's the classic difference, right, of Rabbeinu Chananel in terms of that sugi of shibuda daraisa in the cases of shibuda lav daraisa. If you look in the Me'iri and Baba Kama, daf ayin amud beis, right, this we discussed in earlier shiurim as well, the Me'iri writes that there's a great nafkamina in the cases of kimlei b'derabamine. And the Me'iri understands that sugya in Bava Kama Daf Ayin and Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Aleph very differently than Rashi. There, right, Rabbi says the following chiddush: Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Ima. Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Ima. What exactly does that mean? Well, the Torah describes that Demeznus, Esnan Zona is Asa L'Gavoa. So Rabbi says the following chiddush: what happens if that biasnus was nisr misa? It was nisr misa. For example, imo. Well, if a person is chayiv misa for arayos, poshapshat, there's no chiyuv tashlumin because of kimnei ramine. The chiyuv misa is going to exempt the chiyuv mama. So therefore, perhaps I could have argued as follows. In a normal case of esnan zona, where there's demeznus, that's asa l'gavoa. However, in a case terrible, where the bias iser was an onesh of misa, and here we'll invoke a kimlei b'derabimine, maybe I would have argued that even if money changed hands, that is not called demeznus, it's not called demei esnan. There was no chiyuv tashlumin, kimlei b'derabimine. I would call that demei matana. And maybe Dmei Matana is not considered to be Dmei Esnan. So Rabbi says that is wrong. Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Ima. Why exactly is that true? So Rashi writes a very, very important Chiddush. Rashi writes two Chiddushim. Chiddush number one is as follows. Even though we apply the principle of Kimlei D'Ramine, if a person is Chayiv Misa, he's Potvin Atashlumin, that's only true Midine Bezdin. That means Bezdin will not enforce, Bezdin will not act on the Chiyuv Tashlumin. But there's a Chiyuv, let's say Sidei Shamayim, of Tashlumin. There is a Chiyuv. In principle, there is a Chiyuv. Let's say Sidei Shamayim. Then Rashi writes a further chiddush, that if there's a chiyuv bidei shamayim, tfisa works. Tfisa works. Bezin will not exact payment, but tfisa works. And if the tove would be tofes, l'mafkin miyada. Those are Rashi's two chiddushim. We discussed in the Yerushim Bekzels and Simen Chavches, is that always true? That whenever there is a chiyuv, let's say sidei shamayim, tfisa works. Rashi writes that, but Rashi writes it in the context of Kimnei D'Ramine. What about the Nekamar and Hakones, Arba Dvarim, Yerchayiv, B'dinei Shemayim, B'pani B'dinei Adam, Grama. We just pointed out, in cases of Grama, right, there's an Isser. In the cases of Grama, there's a Chiv, let's say Sidei Shemayim, with Tfisa work. One certainly could distinguish in those cases. Now, in the case of Kimnei D'Ramine, right, the chiyuv mamon was generated. It's just bezin will not be goven. But what about in cases where, right, it wasn't an overt maisa hezek at all? Maybe then would argue that's a different type of chiyuv, let's say sere shemayim. In those cases, tfisa would not work. But Rashi is mefurish. Rashi writes, in a case of kinei d'rabbanei, number one, right, there's a chiyuv, let's say sere shemayim. Number two, tfisa works. And now number three, that's the Gemara. That's what Rava says. So when the money changes hands, that's not called matana. Why do you call matana? That is called demeznus. There's a chiyuv tashlumin, let's say sidei shamayim. And since that is labeled as demei esnan, asra Torah, afilu ba'alimo, that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. If you look in the Me'iri and Bava Kama, right, and Daf Ayin, the Me'iri disagrees entirely. The Miri quotes the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas. No, Pashup Shah, different gears in the Gemara. And that is, no, Kimnei D'Ramine does not apply. Not that there is Kimnei D'Ramine, but there's the Chiyuv Latzei Shemayim, and the Chiyuv Latzei Shemayim is enough to label it as Demei Asna. No, there's a Chiyuv Bidei Adam. What happened to the principle of Kimnei D'Ramine? How can you mechayiv a person Misa and Mamon? So the Miri writes this beautiful distinction. Kimnei D'Ramine means, again, Rishach Asata Mechayivo. Bezin will not go ahead and punish on two counts. That's true when you're dealing with punishment. An onesh haguf, an onesh of mamon, that's kimei d'rabine. Here, why are you chayiv? Your chayiv misa is an onesh. Why is there a chiyuv tashlumin? Because of onesh? Not onesh. That's a yischaivos. That's a yischaivos midas. The Miri writes, "Bechi ha'gavna, there's no halacha of kimnei d'ramine. Rishach asat machayvo. You don't apply kimnei d'ramine to hischayvos. If a person says that I will pay, even if behechatimtzin vows and iser misa, you don't apply kimnei d'ramine. But if you're talking about an imposed onesh, onshin will only be imposed under certain conditions. And Bezin will not impose a dual onesh, one of Misa and of Mamon. That's the Chiddush that the Miri writes. So Rashi writes, that's not true, right? It's just a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shemayim. The Miri writes, B'shem Chochmei Tzarfas. It is not the case at all. That's an important difference between Hischaivus, right, as opposed to a Shibud of the Torah. So therefore, even in Parshas Mishpatim, right, the Parsha of Shomer, the Parsha of Halva, Hischaivos, the Parsha of Nezikin, that is considered to be, right, a shibud that the Torah imposes. If you look in the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Nun Vav Mudbeis, the Gemara quotes the Chiddush Rabbi Yosef that a Shomer Aved is a Shomer Sachar. How is a Shomer Aved a Shomer Sachar? How is that true? Right, he's getting paid. So one possibility is yes, he does get paid. How does he get paid? A great chiddush of the Gemara, right? Because of osek b'mitzvah, potam b'mitzvah. There is monetary benefit that the shomer aveda will receive, right? Because potam in hatzadaka. And that, a chiddush, is enough to label him as, right, the shomer sacher. Yeah, certainly a chiddush. The amount that he is saving is not commensurate with, let's say, the amount of his tircha. He's spending hours returning an aveda, and what is he saving? What does the Gemara call this? Pruta d'Rabbi Yosef. He's saving a pruta, right? But nonetheless, right, there is a tosefes mamon. And even though that tosefes mamon has nothing at all to do with the Bala Veda. It's not that anybody is paying him, right? It's lahalacha, he's exempted. No, Rabbi Yossi says, that's enough to call it Ishamar Sach. That's one possibility. But then the Gemara has another possibility. Maybe this is Pashim Shah to Rabbi Yossi. Right? You know why he says Shomer Sachar? Because Rachmana Shabdin. Rachmana Shabdin. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. What does Rachmana Shabdin mean? Now the following Chiddush. There's a big difference between a Shomer Aveda as opposed to a Shomer Vipikada. Shomer Vipikada is a Hischaivos. It's a Hischaivos. Right? Why are you obligated to watch this Pikada? The answer is because I agreed. That's subject to the terms of your agreement. You can agree as a Shomer Chinam, you can agree as a Shomer Sachar. You can agree. No? Why are you obligated in Hashavas Aveda? Rachman HaShabdei. That's a Shibud that the Torah imposes. You know what Rav Yosef's Chiddush is as follows? When the Torah imposes a Shibud, you require a Shmir Mula. If the Shmir is Midin Hischaivos, so I have to ask you the next question. What did you agree to? Did you agree to a Shmira Pchusa? Did you agree to a Shmira Ma'ula? Are you being paid? Are you not being paid? What were the terms of the deal? I'm not going to ask a Shomer Aveda, what were the terms of the deal? Why are you obligated to pay? Because the Torah insists that is called a Shibud. And Rabbi Yosef says, when the Torah imposes, it imposes the highest standard of Shmira. And that is a Shomer Sachar. That is a Shomer Sachar. Another nafkamina from Parshas Mishpatim. And that is the sugya, right, in Bav Metzia and Daft Sani Dalid of Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah. Here the Gemara writes two different cases, both found in Mishpatim, one where yes and one where no. The Mishnah above Metzia and Daft Sani Dalid tells us the following, that a Shomer could be Masna. A Shomer can be Masna. That Masna Shomer Chinam does Patim and Ashvul. A Shomer Sachar can be Masna to be Patim from Gneva Baveda. I have a right to be Masna. So, for example, you ask me to watch this Pikada. I have a right to say, you know what, I'll be happy to watch it, but I have no interest in being schlepped to Bezdin to make a Shvul Daraisa. So if you come back from your vacation and I say that there was an onus, you have to take my word for it. The Mishnah says that's fine. Or let's assume you have a case of a Shomer Sachar. He insists on being paid, but yet he says, but I don't want to be chayiv in cases of Gneva Veda. So the Mishnah says, that's legitimate. Masne. So the Gemara asks, yeah, is that true? Masne mashakosa b'torah, how is that different from what you find here in Parshas Mishpatim, Sher Ksus and Ona? We don't assume that you could be Masne. We assume that a husband has a right to say Hariat Mekudeshesli, Amana Shein Lachalai Sher Ksus Va'ona. No, Machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yudah. So, why is it that when it comes to Shomrim, no problem? Why when it comes to Sher Ksus Va'ona, big problem? So the Gemara answer is a little bit unclear. The Gemara says, what do you mean? When it comes to Shomrim, the Lashon HaGemara is Meikara Lo Shibei Nafshe. Meikara Lo Shibei Nafshe. The person never agreed to more. He never agreed to more. So what exactly does that mean? And what about Kedushin? Hareyat Mekudeshesli Amana Shein Lachalai Sher Ksus Va'ona. Ramirez says, forget it. In it Amas Masha Kosovato, the Tanai is Bata. There he agreed to more. You know, let me intensify the kasha. Rav Meir says, in an amas mashakos of the Torah, right? Rav Meir holds, you always need a tanai kafel. Right? That's Rav Meir. You always need a tanai kafel. That means this guy said, right, if I am exempt from Shir Ksus and Ona, then I will marry you. And if I am not exempt, I have no desire to marry you. And that's what he said. So we say, forget it, you're married? And your chayv and Shir Ksus Ona. Tosis is bothered. Tosis and Ksuvah Sefna and Vavim and Aleph. No? Tosis is bothered. Why is that an option? The two options should be either you're married without Shir Ksus Ona or you're not married. No? Tosus is surprised that the option of in an amasa mashakasa b'tori is you're married and you're chayiv in shirk sasona. How can you be chayiv a person? He said he refuses to do this. How in fact can that be? So what does the Gemara mean when it comes to Shemei Kalo Shibi Nafse? So Tosus writes at length. That's that Tosus Ksuvus Nafnun Vav starts in Amad Aleph. The first kasha just raised on Nanaf Amad Aleph. The next issue is Nafnun Beis. Tosus writes this exact difference. Tosus doesn't use these words, but Tosus writes the difference between a Shibud as opposed to a Yischaivus. Tosus writes as follows. When it comes to Shomrim, Shomrim is Yischaivus. Why am I obligated to watch your Chepetz? Because I agreed. So that is subject to the terms of your agreement. You can agree to be a Shomer Chinam. You can agree to be a Shomer Sachar. And therefore, you can agree to make a Shvuah. You can agree not to make the Shvuah. The terms of the Shmira are up to your Das, your Hischaivus. Tosus writes, that's not true when it comes to Yishus. It's obviously true that you have to determine to enter into the realm of Yishus. But the terms of Yishus? That's a Sheba that the Torah imposes. That's a Sheba that the Torah imposes. Right? That's not something that you are graciously entering into. And that is not subject to Tanai. Shirk Sason is not Yischaivus. Shirk Sason is a Shibud. And therefore, that's where we assume that in Aramas Nagmashakasa Vitara. Right? So that's Tosus's distinction. That's a fascinating possibility. Let me just link this with what we discussed earlier. How do you know? It's very misstandard, right? But how do you know that Ishus I'll call a Shibud and Shomrim I'll call a Hischaivus? That makes sense. I would have said this even without any indicator, right? But how do you know that that in fact is true? So there's one marked difference, no? This is what the Ramban writes. The Ramban is found, right, in the Hosafa to the Los Haseis, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Yud Beis. Right. That's in the context of Bechor. There the Ramban discusses a fascinating issue. The Pasuk says regarding a Bechor, Lo Yuchal Avaker. What is Lo Yuchal, Eino Yachol mean? Right? Does it mean you cannot or you may not? No? You may not means it's an iser. You cannot means, right, this is impossible. This is what we call a shlila, no? In English, when I say you cannot, right, it can be one of two things. Right? If I say you cannot do something, very often it means it's forbidden, as you may not. Sometimes if I say you cannot do something, it means it's a shlila, it's forbidden. If I say you cannot run a 3-minute mile, it doesn't mean an iser. It means cannot be done. When the Torah says, Lo yuchal. Well, what exactly does that mean? Lo siyesha samesa chutzalizar. A woman is awaiting ibum. She can't marry anyone else. Shmuel has a suffix. She can't marry anyone else, or it's forbidden to marry anyone else. No, is there tefisas kedushin? But it's an iser, or lo. It means that there's no tefisas kedushin. When it comes to arayos, what does lo yikach mean? There's no kedushin. When it comes to chavilavim, what does lo yikach mean? It's aser. A coin marries a grusha. There is tefisas kedushin, but it's aser for a kohen to marry a grusha. When you say you can't marry an eshes ish, it means there's no tefisas kedushin. It's nothing. It's zero. So the Ramban raises the two possibilities. What does lo yuchal avaker mean? Does it mean it's an iser, or does it mean no, just cannot be done? It cannot be done. My father is about to die, and he says, "I don't want my bechor to get pishnayim." Then he dies. It cannot be done. The bechor will get pishnayim. It's a fascinating issue. So in the context of that discussion, whether lo yuchal avaker, right, we discussed this, right, the concept of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, the Tosfos of Metzia Daf Yud, does that mean it's forbidden? In other words, I did something terrible, right? Don't blame me, I say. Blame the mishaleach. We'll say, no, we're blaming you. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Or are we saying something completely different? No, the Nodi B'Yuda, right? The one day in Tosfos of Metzia Daf Yud, there's no shlichus. Bitul ha-shlichus. The Torah doesn't recognize such shlichus in that way. So in that context, the Ramban makes the following ha'ara, a fascinating issue. Masna mashakasa b'Torah. You know when that applies? When there is an iser. When there is an iser. If there is no iser, that's not called masna mashakasa b'Torah. So you know what a difference is between Shomrim as opposed to Shirksus Va'ona? Very mistamber. Shirksus Va'ona is Shibud. And Shomrim is Yischaivus. How do I know? I'll tell you a beautiful indicator. Now, when it comes to Shomrim, does the Torah say no? Does the Torah say you have to be a Shomer Chinam and you can't be a Shomer Chesachah? You have to be a Shomer, you can't, you have to do this, you can't. There's no love. There's no love. So these are categories, right, of agreement. When it comes to Sher Kesus Anona, no, the Pasuk says, Lo Yigra. If the Torah says you cannot alter, you cannot diminish, how can you argue this is a Yischaivus? Yeah, Yischaivus. What do you mean it's a Yischaivus? It's not a Yischaivus. The Torah is stating, you must do this, you cannot do this. That's a Shibud that the Torah imposes. When it comes to Nezikin, as we just discussed, there's an Isser Hezek. It's not just simply, right, that if you agree to smash his window, you have to pay him for it. No, it's not that. Right, there's an Isser Hezek. And there is Chiv Tashlumin. Right, that is a Shibud. That's a Shibud of Darais, Rabbeinu Chananel. I'll tell you an incredible deal. This is a deal of Shita Mekubetzes and Bav Metziah Daf Tzadi Dal Amad Aleph. Shomer can be Masna. So a Shomer can be Masna. The Mishnah says a Shomer Chinam can make a Tanai to exempt himself from a Shvuah. A Shomer Sachar can make a Tanai to exempt himself from Geneva Vaveda. So good. A Shomer Sachar can exempt himself from Geneva Vaveda. Couldn't the Mishnah have said, and a Shomer Chinam can make a Tanai to exempt himself from Pshia? Why Shvuah? Why Shvuah? More than Shvuah. Right? The Shomer Chinam can exempt himself entirely. So the Shita Mekubetzes has a fascinating diuk that that Tanai we don't allow. We're not going to allow a Shomer Chinam to make a Tanai to exempt him from Shia. You can make a Tanai to exempt yourself from a Shvuah, you can make a Tanai to exempt yourself from Geneva Vaveda, but you cannot make a Tanai to exempt yourself from Shia. That we're not going to allow. Why exactly is that true? So here perhaps one could suggest an interesting Chiddush. That's that Rambam, Perek Beis of Elchaschirus. Right? The Rambam writes, I'll tell you a great, great Chiddush. The Ravid screams this is wrong, but this is what the Ravid writes. The Rambam writes that no, we know that karka is exempt from chiyuvei shmira. So therefore, if I am a shomer on your karka, I'm exempt from dinei shmira. But the Rambam writes that would not apply to pshia. You ask me to wash your karka, I'm outright posheya, and the karka is all ruined. The Rambam writes, oh, of course you're chayim. Of course you're chayim. Either psukim, right, in Parshas Mishpatim, exempting Shmira Sakarka, the Rambam writes the beautiful phrase, Poshea Maziku. Poshea Maziku. The reason you're chayiv for Pshia is B'toras Mazik. B'toras Mazik. And therefore, all the miyutim of Shomrim do not apply to Pshia. Because Poshea Maziku. That's a fascinating issue. Now, when you look through, right, the Parshas HaShomrim, you find three different models, right? A Shoel, a Shomer Sachar, and a Shomer Chinam. According to the Rambam, these are three distinct categories, not just details. They're not different simply in terms of the quantity of Chiyuvim, but in terms of the quality of Shmira, in terms of the category of Shmira. The only thing a Shomer Sachar, a Shomer Chinam is Chayav for is Pshia, and that the Rambam writes, that's B'toras Mazik. So Mazik is Shomer Chinam. Shomer Sachar is Chiyuvei Shmira. I have to actively prevent Geneva Veda. And what about a Shoel? Oh, wait a second. A Shoel is Chayiv Ba'onsin. He couldn't have prevented the Onus. You know Chiyuvei Shmira of Onsin? You know what the Chiddush there is? That the Shoel is Kone the Chepetz. The Shoel is Nichnas Tachas Abaylin. That's what Tosas writes about Vakam Daf Yud Aleph. The Shoel is Nichnas Tachas Abaylin. But that's a possible, beautiful chiddush. That pshia is chayiv b'toras mazik. If that's true, I would say in lamdus, that's not called pure hischayivus. That already the Torah imposes. Maybe that's why when the Mishnah tells you can make a different tnai when it comes to cases of shomrim, it's true when it comes to shvua, as we just discussed. Shvua is lahafis da'itul shabal abayis. That's his chayvus. It's not that, what, the Bala Chavis has a taina chashuva to impose him? He has no taina whatsoever. Maybe it wasn't stolen. That's not a taina chashuva. But that's hischaivos. That you can make a tnai. The chiyubei shmirah, dini hischaivos. I agree to watch it this way, watch it that way. The fact that I agree not to be posheya, that the Rambam writes, as I'm exercising chiyuvim, just simply not to be mazik. Right, that, maybe it's not subject to a tnai. Maybe that is called nasa mashakos of the Torah. Because that's a shivut, in fact, that the Torah imposes. Right? These are fascinating possibilities, no? When it comes to different levels, different degrees, and different forms of tashlumin, whether it's a shibur or whether it's considered to be din hischaivos. If you look in the Rambam writes a difference when it comes to katan, when it comes to cases of katan. The Rambam writes, nechoschov lamazik, perekdal halachachav, the Rambam writes that cheresh shote v'katan pigiyasanra. Don't start up with a child. Because if you kind of lose your temper and you smash the child, you're going to be chayim. And if the child will go ahead and smash you, he's a child. No? He's a child. Pigiyasanra. So he's going to get the upper hand. Pigiyasanra. He's not a bar das. He's not a bar onshin. Right? So a child is going to be potter from hezek. The Rambam writes in Perachav Tesef, Ochos Mechira. And what happens if a child goes to the store and buys something? And he walks out of the store, you know, and the owner of the store yells, "You didn't pay me?" And the child says, "Amishna, no pigiyasanra," and walks out. No? Too bad. No, the Rambam writes, a child is chayiv. Child is chayiv, but tashlumin. In other words, the Rambam understood pigiyasanra means unshin, shibudim. The Torah is not going to impose an onesh on a cherishot of a katan. So pigiyasanra. When it comes to a hischaivus, right, so when a child, this is deal, let's say Laputas, he's obligated to, right, to make good on his deal as well. And therefore, if it's a hischaivus, then we don't assume the concept of, right, the pigiyasanra. And in such a case, that would be a difference as well. That's a chiddush when it comes to these instances, these forms, right, of different types of, right, chiyuvei tashlumin. Right, the world of difference, even though the Torah presents, right, these types of cases. And again, that chiddush that the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, that maybe whether in fact there is an isser, whether there is no isser, right, whether it's really, that's what the Ramban proves. The fact that the Gemara is willing to treat Yerusha as masna, masna kasa b'Torah, so that's what the Ramban proves, that lo yuchal avakir is an isser. It's an isser, because when it comes to areas of isurim, right, that's when we apply, right, right, those cases, right, that's where we assume that in an amasna masha kasa b'Torah. Right, so these are two very distinct categories when it comes to right, these details. So number one, right, the concept of an iser hezek, aside from the cases of tashlumin, and the iser hezek that generates a case of, right, the shibud, right, and the differences between shibudim, right, as opposed to cases of hischaivus. The opening mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin, Beis Amud Aleph. Dinim Amnos Peshlosha, Gzelos Vechavalos Peshlosha. Rav Acha ben Ravika says, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that if you're dealing with Gzela, you need three mumchim. If you're dealing with Halva, one hedyot. One hedyot. Chiddush and Adin Daraisa. When it comes to Halva, Betzedek Tishbod Amisecha. When it comes to cases of Gezel, three mumchim Daraisa. That's the Parsha. No? What exactly is that difference? Pashup Shat, that's the breakdown. A Shibud, right, like Gezel, right, that requires three mumchim. Halva, right, hischaivus, right, so that is sufficient to have etzedek tishbo amisecha, right, that midaraisa chadna mikasha, right, even in those cases as well. So they make up the bezdin, mumchim hediotos, masne, right, shibud daraisa, all of these, right, point to the various categories of, right, tashlumin. Tashlum betoris hischaivus as opposed to tashlumin, right, betoris shibud daraisa. Okay.